April 30, to God be the glory. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 9:23-24. This is the most precious reproof and encouragement, the most important lesson to every soul that is trying to serve God. Here is expressed in plain words that in which the Lord delights. All who understand and know God will know him as the one that exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. If they walk humbly with God, they will be enabled to keep the way of the Lord, to do his will in all kindness, compassion, mercy, tenderness, and love. For God has said, in these things I delight. Then how careful should we be in regard to the fruit of the lips, that we dishonor not God by dealing unkindly with the purchase of his blood. If we express the character of God, we shall be Christian gentlemen and gentlewomen. Our prosperity as a people depends wholly upon our dependence upon God. For our sufficiency, grace, and perfection of character in and through our Savior, who has paid the ransom for us with his own glorious merits. Those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior have the privilege of being educated and trained in a higher school than that of men, and of being tutored under higher wisdom than that of finite beings. They may come under the tutorship of the greatest teacher the world ever knew, and partake of the same knowledge that he gave to Daniel. Those who are humble in heart, those who feel their need of higher wisdom, and do not rely upon their own finite judgment, but search earnestly to know the will of God, may draw from the source of all knowledge, and obtain grace, prudence, discretion, and judgment. They will realize the fulfillment of the assurance of God's word. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119:130.